Right, here we go. 3-minute interview.
Okay.
And can I just have your name and your role?
Harriet Garland from Amnesty International.
And what's Amnesty doing for the month of August?
Okay, so we're going to be up in Edinburgh. We've got 15 live shows, which is actually our most ambitious programme yet. Previous to this, we've often had like a Stand Up For Freedom one night only. But this year, we've got 15 live shows, Thursday to Sunday, in the Cow Barn, at the Underbelly. And we've got the pick of the fringe, basically. Today, we kicked off with Ed Byrne as the host. We had Jenny Eclair, we had David O'Doherty. And our programme just gets more interesting as the month goes on, really. We've got Julian Clary up here exclusively for us. So we're very excited about that, and we're going to be talking about freedom of expression, but we're not going to be keeping it too serious. We've got loads of stand-up and lots of stuff going on, so yeah, we'll see what makes the cut, because we're also producing 15 podcasts, so that's exciting.
How do you balance things between humour and the serious aspects of human rights?
I think it seems a funny mix at first. They're quite antithetical, you know, sort of, you know, recording and campaigning against serious human rights abuses and, you know, rib-tickling comedy. But actually, it's a very old legacy for us. You know, it goes back to the Secret Policeman's Ball. And the Secret Policemen are actually up here this year in vast numbers. So they're making their sort of Edinburgh debut, which is nice.
And who are they, sorry?
So the Secret Policemen, well, it goes back to the 70s and, you know, Monty Python. I mean, we don't really know that much about it. It was obviously the time of the USSR, and there was lots of Secret Policeman talk about. And Monty Python came up with the idea. So the Secret Policeman's Ball is obviously our sort of age-old legacy. And the Secret Policemen are going to be on the streets of Edinburgh this year. And the gag is, if you go up and whisper a secret in their ear, then you can get 2 free tickets to the show, as long as they deem the joke worthy of it. So, yeah.
That's great, Harriet. Thank you for speaking to the Edinburgh Reporter.
Lovely, thank you.